defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. That's it. Shall we say a prayer? Should we bow? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for allowing us to be here tonight. And we pray, Father, as we do these things, that is singing songs and singing praises to you and your Son Jesus, and having serving communion, we pray, Father, that everything is done according to your will. And we pray also that for the people that are not here, that usually are here, for their safety and well-being. And we pray that they are able to return to us at the next appointed time. And we pray, Father, that you would bless us and give us the things that we need that we may survive in this life. And we pray all these things in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ.
Unsatisfied with the silver and a little gold, but in that city. lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison, from judgment, and who all shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for transgressions of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit found in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
Who's all their guilty stain? Who's all
He will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Let us pray. Again, our dear loving Heavenly Father, we are just so very blessed with the gift that you have given us through your Son, Jesus. And although, as we've read, we know that he was sinless, but yet our sins were put upon him. He bore ours so that we would not have to experience separation from you. And we're just so very grateful for that great act of love and for your plan of salvation for us. And again, it has been just such an honor and a privilege to be able to come here tonight to worship and to praise you through songs and prayers and scripture reading, partaking of the Lord's Supper. It is always just so very good to come before you as your people. And Lord, at this time it's our prayer that you'll continue to be with all those that were unable to assemble with us this evening. It's our prayer that you'll be with Brian and his family and let them enjoy the fellowship that they are experiencing. I pray that they'll all be kept safe and return back safely. Lord, we are so very blessed with many material blessings through this world that you give us. And it's our prayer that you'll continue to bless this food that has been prepared by many that are here. It's our prayer that it will continue to give us nourishment and energy to go about our day. And especially, it's our prayer that you will bless our fellowship as we get to talk and grow closer to each other, get to know more about each other, and always reflecting Christ in all that we do. So again, Lord, again, thank you so very much.